It's time for Sports Time on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. The first hour of Sports Time is brought to you by Lexus of Memphis. Here are your hosts, Brett Stats Norsworthy and Bryant Dacus.
Welcome into Sports Time. Bryant and Brett with you. Landon Schmidt producing. We're Sports Time. We're with you for the next 2.5 hours. A little bit of a shorter show this afternoon. We've got Ole Miss baseball later tonight. We'll get you out there for pregame for their midweek game against Mississippi State. First pitch scheduled for 6 o'clock, so we will make sure you're out there for pregame before the first pitch. But a lot to get into this afternoon. We'll talk a lot of NBA playoffs as those continue to roll right along. One team already advancing to the next round, the Oklahoma City Thunder, with the win last night over the Phoenix Suns. We'll talk a lot of NBA playoffs. We'll talk some Major League Baseball, some college football, NFL, a little bit of everything over the next 3 hours. But Brett, how are you this afternoon?
Brian, I'm doing well. You doing good?
I'm doing very well. I cannot complain on this Tuesday afternoon.
What sweater jersey do you have on?
This is a Mighty Ducks sweater. This is from a...
They can close out tonight, can't they?
Well, no, this is from a movie. This is a sweater from a movie.
That's not Anaheim?
No, it is not Anaheim, well, but they're both...
Swing and a miss on the hockey right out of the gate,
okay,
for me.
Well, the Mighty Ducks, they were the Mighty Ducks, and they got their name based off of... You know, they kind of go hand in hand with each other.
I got you, okay.
But yes, a little different there, but got this for my birthday.
Good looking.
So, wore it today. Thank you. It is a nice sweater. But yeah, we got the hockey going on, and that's been a lot of fun through
You're
the
You're our captain.
Round,
so. Got the C on the,
that's right.
on the
yes,
sweater
I
to prove
am,
it.
I am the captain of this ship, so I think that's a different movie, but whatever it might be. But no, it's the playoffs, whether it's hockey or basketball, it's been a lot of fun, but glad to have you back. You were in St. Louis over the weekend. Unfortunate weekend for the Cardinals, but...
0-4 for me.
Well, you got some fun. You got some fun games in you.
3 baseball, 1 football.
Yeah, you did go to the football, which I'm glad you made the decision to go and see that. And
3-3-2 losses and 11-9. 11-9 was not the soccer.
No, that is insane. But yes, you got a lot of goals in the soccer. We were texting, wondering if it was going to be 1-0. But no, you got kind of goal palooza.
Very entertaining. Very fun. A lot
that.
Of fun.
Oh, I'd love to hear that. I'm so glad.
Had an absolute blast. Don't know when I'm going again. Don't know if I'm going again.
That's great.
But if I can and when I can, I will go again. Well, I'm going to World Cup in June in Kansas City, but I think it was my first MLS is the highest level of soccer in the United
That's
States,
correct.
Isn't it?
Yes.
So that was my first game at that level because I went to 2 or 3 901 games first year 2019 and said then and say it now, had a blast. Mm-hmm. It got hit by COVID harder than anything in this town. Now, it really got hit even harder by Hurricane Craig Unger. COVID really did a number on it, and he finished it off. But I went in 2019, and it was going to make it. It was going to do really well and enjoyed that. But I think the last time I went to at the highest level, I know I went to Cosmos and Rogues, the famous 1-0 game in 78, but I think I went again in 79 or 80, one of the two, for Rogues Minnesota Kicks.
All right.
I think
Kicks.
It was the Kicks.
Love that.
I think that. Or were they? No, Tampa Bay was the Rowdies. I think they were the Kicks.
Okay. I went to
I went to 2 Rogues games, so it was my first big league level in at least 46 years.
Wow.
And I will go again. You know, Nashville has a team.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of teams. I was looking at the schedule. They play from February to Thanksgiving.
Yeah, no, they do, and it's weird. They're in the middle of trying to switch their entire season calendar around. Instead of going where they're at right now, they're trying to move to a fall schedule. And so it's kind of a process right now trying to get to that. But yes, it is a long season. There are a lot of teams. MLS, it's a you know, it's the top level we have here in America. It's fun to watch. It certainly doesn't really compare to some of the leagues overseas, but it's a good time. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Total stranger sitting to my right, certified expert.
Oh, I love that.
He knew the game.
That's great.
I mean, I told him, I said, this 2.5 hours, it's been great in front of me and beside me. I mean, he knew the game.
That's awesome. Soccer fans are great.
He was speaking just a different language.
That's great. I love that.
And real fun. The crowd was very, very young. Mm-hmm. Very, very young. Yeah. And the the stadium in St. Louis, right across from Union Station. It's splashy, brand new. I mean, just really, really nice. It's going to make it there. They're really bad though this year.
Yeah, no, they do not have a good team.
St. Louis City.
And the team they played is one of the best teams in the league. So it was a not a great match on paper, but it did.
And at Busch Stadium.
Well,
oh, man.
Yeah.
I mean,
you saw a lot of home runs though, Brett. I mean, man, you got the long ball.
I saw two really well pitched fun games.
Sure.
Go to even the 11-9. At one point in the 11-9 loss, I thought, could it happen? Could it happen? 10-9. 10-9 for me forever will be David Freeze now.
Yeah.
And I don't know if the Cardinals have won a game since then, 10-9. I'd have to look. I don't know if they haven't either.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, Friday night pitched okay, couldn't hit, lose 3-2. Saturday night hit everything, as did Seattle, couldn't pitch. And then Sunday, kind of a combination on Sunday, and lose again 3-2. Seattle, they leave St. Louis, go straight to Minnesota, and not to the Kicks. They get beat by the Twins and get hammered last night. The Cardinals could not ever really wrestle the advantage from them all weekend. And it's illustrative of what the rest of this year is going to be like for the Cardinals. They just don't have anything close to a big, loud, consistent, you got a game plan for bat.
No.
Starting pitching is just okay, and we're really already close to wrecking the bullpen in the first month. They're going to be dead by July at this rate.
No kidding. It is the bullpen is a big issue. But last night was fun against Pittsburgh and the come from behind
win.
It feels like this team.
I wasn't in Pittsburgh.
No, you weren't. That's the unfortunate part. But it feels like this team's going to be not great, but not good either. But a fun team to kind of keep up with throughout the season and can have some fun moments. What were I was able to pay attention to a good amount of all three of those games of the weekend. What was the crowd like? What was it like around St. Louis as everybody knows this is a new era rebuild. What was it like in St. Louis?
Fun, festive, but nothing close to the glory years at New Busch Stadium. Friday night, and this is a little disappointing, and we've seen this a little bit with Tiger basketball. We lower the bar, and then, when Tiger basketball has 8,500, great crowd. No, it's not. No, it's not a great crowd. That's half full.
Yeah.
Friday night, person by me said, this is a good Friday night crowd, 22,000. No, it's not. Half full. Saturday night, Pooch in the Park, a little bit better. I'm going to say pushing close to 28 or 30, whatever the box score says is scan count fibbing. And then on Sunday, about like Friday night, but pretty good. And the number of Seattle fans there, and Bryant rapidly growing as my favorite people to be around. People from the state of Washington.
I love it.
Last fall in Oxford with Washington State, just delightful people.
Yeah.
So much fun to be around. And the same with the Mariners fans. And they all know, if they can get their bats hot, they'll be right around at the end like they were last year, heartbreakingly, just a little bit shy of going to the World Series.
Yeah, well, that's great. I'm glad you enjoyed the weekend. I hate that you couldn't get a win over the Mariners.
And my go-to with every Mariner fan.
What's that?
Well, if the Cardinals get hot, I hope I see you here in the fall at the World Series.
Yes, that is the
that's my go-to with every interleague game. Toronto a few years ago. I don't think I tried it last year with the A's people.
Well, I
don't know that I saw any. But that's my go-to. Cardinals get hot, I'll see you in October.
That's great. Also, I love Pooch in the Park. That's great. I mean, you always hear the bark in the park. Pooch in the Park just sounds way better than bark in the park.
It was so great and to see people out there with their loved member of the family.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of Pooch in the Park, last night the Chicago White Sox had their Pooch in the Park night, and their game got delayed, and they did everything they could possibly do to make sure that game got played so they wouldn't have to push back their Bark in the Park night. So they didn't start that game till 9:40. It didn't end till about 12:30. It was a long night on the South Side.
Is that safe leaving the South Side even with your dog that late?
It is a very good question. But luckily, not many people stuck around for the late night baseball.
No, Brian, general atmosphere at Busch Stadium is just not like it was, and it's not going to be again until the Cardinals show a winning consistency, and that means winning, developing players at the minor league level, and then when they think they have a year to go for it, adding that free agent. Mm-hmm. They're just not going to do it. And right now, so many teams are in a whole pattern mm-hmm. waiting for the situation for Major League Baseball yeah. next year to sort it out. And, I don't want to talk about it a lot during the year. I don't mm-hmm. want to ignore it, but I don't want to talk about it a lot. But people associated with the Cardinals, just nobody has any – I mean, nothing's 100%. Mm-hmm. But this is about 99 that is going to be all 30 teams missing mm-hmm. 162 and another missed World Series, and that's just humiliating yep. for the sport.
No, it is. It's awful to even think about. And so, you know, try to enjoy the season this year. And it's been, yep. so far, a really good season
I told people, on Sunday, I said, I'll see you at 28 mm-hmm. for Cardinal
yeah.
games.
Yeah, I mean, it's that's the unfortunate part of it, and it really
well,
is.
Well, I hope I'm wrong.
Awful. I hope so, too. But, you know, I think, like you said, everything's kind of pointing to it's going to be the big one, and we're going to miss a lot of games. But Major League Baseball has been good. You know, tonight there will be a lot of eyes on Travis Bezzano, who's gotten called up by the Guardians. So there's fun stories around. There are good teams to watch, good
really
storylines on teams. I feel like
such
we're going to have
a
really good season this year, but it's just the unfortunate part that it feels like the great season's going to hit the iceberg at the end of the year, and you know, then we'll see what comes after that.
Yeah. We will, but right now we're going to enjoy it.
Yeah, no, we absolutely will. A lot to talk about today, but we're going to talk a lot of NBA in our next segment. But last night, three games around the association, three games tonight. But last night, you had the Magic go up 3-1 over the Pistons. The Thunder, they won their series, a sweep 4-0 in Phoenix. And then the Nuggets, they got a game back, made that series 3-2 with a win over the Timberwolves. Your thoughts on those three games from last night?
Well, we're just seeing Detroit look young and precocious, and I am shocked at the series that Jalen Duren mm-hmm. is that he's having. It's yeah. bad. It's costing his team, mm-hmm. Brian.
Yeah, it's not been good for Jalen Duren, and they've got to have more from him. And you know, it's just an unfortunate part of. You know, I think you see two teams that are, you know, pretty close in terms of, I think, talent that you see out there. It's just that this Magic team has been a mess all season, and maybe they're starting to figure things out. And then on the other side, this Pistons team, like you said, they look young, they look inexperienced in postseason play.
And they didn't play in a lot of important games.
No.
From March 1 on.
They didn't. And we talked about that, you know, late in the season with a couple of these teams. Of, you know, if you kind of shut down that mindset because you have, you know, a top two, top three seed locked up, you know, sometimes it's hard to turn that back on. And so I think you're seeing a Magic team that is playing very desperate right now and trying to kind of, you know, change the what everyone's saying about them. And they've looked good, and the Pistons on the other side have not looked good. Cade Cunningham is doing his part. It's just it doesn't seem like anybody else on that Pistons team is doing their part. And then you see what the Magic are doing, what Desmond Bane did last night, you know, leading the team with 22 points. Paolo's playing well. You know, Wagner's playing well. Wendell Carter had a nice game. You know, it just feels like they're all stepping up, whereas the Pistons, it doesn't seem like many people are stepping up for that team right now.
No, it's not. And we've got some series. Well, Oklahoma City ended their mm-hmm. their series last night 4-0. As long as they're the one, whoever the eight is going to lose 4-0.
Oh yeah, I mean they
just like
are
last year when we were involved.
Mm-hmm. And you know the Thunder have just been, you know, so good. And so yeah, when you see a team, when you put a team in front of them that's the last team in, a team that's usually, you know, not had a great season, has some issues, you know, they are able to go out there and really dominate. And last night, you know, going 17 for 34 from three, 50% from deep last night. It's going to be hard for any team to beat the Thunder if they're shooting the ball that well, even without Jalen Williams. You know, they still have enough guys that can step up in his place and make it look pretty easy for the Thunder. So they'll get some nice rest before the next round, and we'll see who ultimately they face tomorrow and next series. And it should, you know, hopefully be a little more competitive than what this was.
Must win tonight for the Knicks at the Garden.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
Are the biggest huff and puff and blow mm-hmm. nobody cowardly line ever?
Yeah, no. It's a big one at home. 6.5-point favorite. You know, this has got to be the game that they win. You know, if Atlanta wins this one, then go back to Atlanta for game six. That's going to be really, really tough, I think, for the Knicks to be able to come back from that hole. And, you know, this Atlanta team's played extremely well, and so we'll see if they can continue that tonight on the road, or if the Knicks can get that win, and they'll feel a whole lot better if they can win that game tonight, only having to win one more out of the next two. So this is a massive game tonight for both these teams to see
it is.
You know, who can ultimately win
those
series.
Odd number games in seven. seven-game series.
They're extremely important. So should be a lot of fun tonight, but we'll talk a lot more about all those games from last night and the games that we have tonight as well. We'll do that in our next segment. But let me set up today's show before we get to top and not top story of the day. 3:30, we'll talk the NBA playoffs as we'll go back to last night, talk about those matchups, and preview the games for tonight as well. 3:45, we'll talk some Major League Baseball, a handful of games last night. It was fun, but weather was a factor in a bunch of those games. So we'll talk Major League Baseball last night, some of the storylines, including Travis Bezzano, the top prospect for the Guardians, being called up. Sounds like he'll make his debut later tonight. 4 o'clock, Brent Beard from First Coast News down in Jacksonville. He'll join us. We'll talk college football with him. We'll talk a lot about what happened in the NFL draft, some guys that were selected, his thoughts on the fits. We'll also talk about the news that we talked about a lot yesterday of the Texas Tech quarterback Brendan Sorsby and his gambling situation, what that means for the Red Raiders moving forward, a lot of other news, the 5 for 5, plenty to get to with Brent Beard. 4:30, we'll go through, speaking of the NFL draft, we'll all rank our top 5 players drafted who will help their team in the playoffs next season. So
y'all got the assignment?
Yeah.
Y'all understand it?
I got the assignment.
Because Jeremiah Love's not helping the Cardinals in the playoffs next year.
Nope.
Fernando Mendoza's not helping. This doesn't have to just be first rounders.
No. I've got at least one, maybe a couple in my top five that are not first round picks. It's hard. I mean, a lot of the teams that were picking in the first round, teams aren't going to be
in the playoffs. Helping in the playoffs means a win in the playoffs.
Yeah. No, definitely.
Yeah, okay. Y'all got good.
I'm ready for this one. We'll do that at 4:30. 4:45, we'll get to big number of the day. 5 o'clock, Bo Marchant. He'll join us. We'll talk a lot of NFL with him. Ton of draft talk with Bo, and we'll get to some other storylines around the NFL. We'll talk with Bo about 18, 19 minutes or so, and then we'll get out with him and get to an early Humdinger's crunch time around 5:20 or so, because we're out early. Again, Ole Miss with their game tonight against Mississippi State. We'll get you out there for the pregame show at 5:30. First pitch scheduled for 6 o'clock. Let me remind you, we're in our Family Leisure Studios, where family and fun come together. The Hot Tub and Swim Spa Expo, it's going on now through May 10th. 7 manufacturers are all fighting for your business in the battle of the brands. Hot tubs starting at $34.99, with swim spas starting at $16.99. Mention this ad and receive a free cover lift for your spa purchase. So make sure you head out there. Check out all the deals only at Family Leisure, 2120 Witten Road, just north of I-40.
Everyone, keep your eyes on the sky, too. It is really going to get bad over the next 2.5-3 hours. Use good common sense if you're out there driving. If you can't do that, don't be behind a wheel. If you can't use common sense, don't be out there driving. He's Brian. I'm Brett. Our producer is Landon Schmidt. We are Sports Time, and we're live and local and with you until about 5:30 today, and we want you to be a part of our show by texting or calling 901-360-8255. That's the Sissy's Log Cabin text and talk line. All our guests will join us on the Sissy's Log Cabin guest line at 901-360-8255. Always from our Family Leisure Studios, and this hour brought to you every day by Lexus of Memphis at 2600 Ridgeway and online at lexusofmemphis.com. Great offers on all 2026 models and always special leasing options. Drive in luxury and confidence knowing that every new Lexus comes with complimentary first and second maintenance services. You can call them at 901-334-9673, but they invite you to stop by the only Lexus dealership in Memphis at 2600 Ridgeway, and that's where you can put yourself in the driver's seat of the all-new 2026 flagship LS500, and you'll be looking, you'll be driving in style. When you purchase a Lexus, you get top-of-the-line engineering and design, and they make for the safe luxury driving experience. Online at lexusofmemphis.com. Experience amazing. Experience amazing at Lexus of Memphis.
Top story of the day.
Well, my top story of the day, it is the NBA playoffs. As we mentioned it, one team already punching their ticket to the next round. That is the Oklahoma City Thunder, the number one seed in the West. They made it look easy in all four games against the Phoenix Suns. 131-122, the final score last night over the Suns. It was a game where Oklahoma City shot 50% from three on 34 attempts. So they just could not miss. SGA, 10 for 17 from the field. He led the team with 31 points. Jay Mitchell, he looked good from deep, 4 for 6. Kasem Wallace came off the bench, 2 for 3 from three as well. So they got it from a little bit of everybody. They advanced to the next round. There were some other fun games last night. You had the Magic, who are now up 3-1 in this series, a 94-88 win over the Pistons. And then late night, the Nuggets, 125-113 over the Timberwolves. The Nuggets now make that series 3-2, and we'll see if they can claw their way back with all the injuries that Minnesota has. Now they certainly have the advantage despite trailing in the series. Now tonight, three more games, all should be fun. Will Boston wrap it up against the 76ers? That game at 6 o'clock on ESPN. Who gets the advantage in Hawks-Knicks as that series is tied 2-2? And can San Antonio wrap it up at home, up 3-1 over the Trailblazers? Three intriguing games tonight as the NBA playoffs have been a lot of fun to watch so far.
That's a good word for them. That's my top story of the day, these three intriguing games. Three game fives tonight, two potential closeouts. San Antonio late and Boston early can close out Portland and Philly, respectively. Boston and San Antonio, they're always around. They could be on a collision course to play for the Larry O'Brien Trophy, but the big one at Madison Square Garden, where the lights are always bright and the stars are always out. But that doesn't always mean the Knicks win. Hardly ever do the Knicks come through in this situation, but they're playing a franchise that they don't ever win in this spot either. The classic, something's got to give, doesn't it? Atlanta and the Knicks, these odd games in a seven-game series, you have to have them. This is pivotal tonight, 2-2. Hawks in New York at the world's most famous arena. It's going to be good.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Not top story of the day.
Well, my not top story of the day, it's kind of continuing the story that we talked about a lot yesterday, this Brendan Sorsby story with Texas Tech, because we're going to learn a lot over the next couple weeks, over the next month, based on what the NCAA does with this situation. Brendan Sorsby was one of the top names in the transfer portal this offseason after the season he put together at Cincinnati. Texas Tech looked to him to be the next quarterback to step in and keep them where they're at. If not,
Cody Campbell.
Per guess, exactly. I mean, he was the big money, big get out of the transfer portal, the $5 million quarterback, and now he's putting himself into rehab for his gambling addiction. What will the NCAA do? Will he be suspended? Will he miss times? You got to think, with the news coming out that while he was a part of the Indiana team as a redshirt, he was betting on his team. You got to imagine he will miss at least part of the season this year. What does that mean? Their backup quarterback coming off an ACL injury before this news came out yesterday. The thought was he would not be ready until as early as the third week of the season. And then about an hour or two after this news came out, wow, out of nowhere, he started throwing today. He's back on the field. He's looking better.
Got
he
real
can be
motivated.
Ready for week one in that game against Abilene Christian. So it's going to be a really, really big story across college football for the next couple of weeks, couple of months, as we wait to see what the NCAA says about Texas Tech. I know a lot of people last year and even this year with what they put together in the transfer portal have Texas Tech as one of the top teams in the Big 12. This could certainly change that.
Texas Tech went in the playoffs last year and expected to be there this year. Mm-hmm. I don't see how the Big 12 gets in any more than their champion in. If that nicks up Texas Tech, that helps BYU about as much as any team out there.
Does. It absolutely does.
And you mentioned Abilene Christian, the opener week two at Oregon State. Week three, the Friday night game that Mr. Big, Cody Campbell, didn't like being
moved to Friday night on Fox.
That game against Houston, the loser of that game, I don't think can get in the playoffs.
Yeah, it's going to be tough.
And we just see who would be the quarterback for the Red Raiders then. My not top story, that story, the Brendan Sorsby story. It isn't the only one out there. He just got caught. And he's not going to be the last one that gets caught. And this is going to be a mild story compared to someday.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
We're going to have real screaming headlines from something. It sounds like his. Yes, he bet on his own team. I think he's confessed to that in the investigation, but it sounds like his bet pattern was a whole bunch of little bitty stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, like low wager stuff. I don't think he was getting in trouble or trying to play or play on information, but he liked the action.
Sure.
A whole lot of ball or strike stuff is what I'm reading. Are you reading that?
Yeah. Sounds like me, Brett. I mean, I need rehab. I don't know.
No, you don't.
I don't think he did. Exactly.
Because we know what it does. We know what rehab or any treatment, whether it's for drinking or drugs or divorce for the Vrabel, You mention rehab, you mention anything mental health, shuts the story down.
Yeah, exactly.
You watch this story in the next week, it'll be way gone.
Oh, yeah. I think you're right. And, yeah, I think I haven't really looked into Mike Vrabel, but I think Mike Vrabel back with the team today. So,
well, that was quick.
Yeah, I mean, really, really quick.
Hi, my name's Mike. Yeah. I cheated on my wife. I got to get to practice.
Yeah,
see y'all.
Had to miss day three of the draft and is already, what, Tuesday back with the team. So,
bogus.
Wow, look at all the work he was able to put in a couple of days.
Yeah.
Real big. But that'll do it for top and not top story of the day. Let's get to our first break. And when we return, we'll talk some NBA playoffs. We do that next on Sports Time.
Add a little fun to your lunch break. Join Johnny Radio for Sports 56 Happy Hour from 11 to 1 every weekday on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
Now back to Sports Time on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by Lexus of Memphis. Here are your hosts, Brett Stats-Norsworthy and Bryant Dacus.
Well, last night we had some interesting games around the NBA, and the big story right now is the number one seed in the Eastern Conference, the Detroit Pistons, now down 3-1 against the Orlando Magic. The Magic losing their first game in the play-in, winning the second one to become the eighth seed, and now they have looked the part against Detroit. Detroit on the other side, they have looked young, they have looked inexperienced. Jalen Duren has not played his role well in the front court, and right now Magic only need to win one more game to win this first round series and eliminate the number one seed in the East.
And will that eliminate the conversation around Jamal Mosley?
Yeah, it's a good question. I was thinking about that last night as that game was winding down, and you knew that the Magic had, you know, had that game in hand. You know, what does this mean? Because, I mean, it felt like everybody knew, because this team was a mess, and they're not going to beat the Pistons in the first round. Just let this play out. At the end of it, we'll make the change. Mosley out. We'll bring somebody in. But now you beat Detroit. I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, I guess you have to ask, you know, Paolo Banchero, how are you feeling after winning this series? I mean, it's still
a
mess
star.
In there. He is.
Brian, there were a lot of people who didn't think they would get out of the play-in.
No. I mean, we certainly here in Memphis, a lot of people cheering for them not to get out of the play-in, so that pick could be another lottery pick for the Grizzlies. But, you know, something clicked. I know there were the stories about how, you know, they had this really intense meeting before the first round started where Jamal Mosley is showing them their old college highlights and trying to remind them the type of players they are, and that kind of rallied them all together. So I don't know what exactly happened, but something clicked, because the question wasn't how talented is the Orlando Magic. A lot of people before the season started projected the Magic to be one of those top six protected seeds in the Eastern Conference. It was, can they play to their potential? It's a mess behind the scenes. Can they play as a team? And so far through this first round, they've looked the part.
Not only did some not think they could get out of the play-in, we had a group lock on Charlotte.
Yeah, that's right. We sure did in that second play-in game. So,
and we're 2-1 in group locks in the playoffs.
I mean, look at
us. Really
3-1
now with Oklahoma City advancing.
We are rolling. Yeah, cash that Oklahoma City pick. That was
was a toughie, wasn't it?
We all put our thinking caps on for that
really
one.
Did.
But no, I mean, they've been impressive, and Desmond Bane has played extremely well. I mentioned what he did last
medium
night.
Medium-sized three, back together again.
That's
two
right.
His fans,
was,
one play.
That was interesting last night, both Ja and Jaren courtside for that game. But
what could have been?
Well, that is true. But I mean, you look at that, I mean, how many times did we talk about, you know, last year and even some this year about the Desmond Bane performances last season in the playoffs? Now again, you know, playing OKC, it's a really good defensive team, but he did not step up and make shots last year for the Grizzlies. And it was, and we were kind of started the question of, you know, you got to move somebody, and now he really stepped up for the Magic, and that's what Orlando brought him into, is to be that 3-point shooter, be that scorer on the wing, and he answered the bell last night.
Universally beloved, mm-hmm. J.B. Bickerstaff.
Oh, yeah.
Universally beloved. This is a little bit what people are scared of, mm-hmm. though, with him.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think you talk about a lot of coaches, and it was talked about, you know, people talked about it with J.B. Bickerstaff, people talked about it with Taylor Jenkins of, you know, do these coaches have a ceiling where, you know, it's hard to push through and kind of be that championship-level head coach, and, you know, maybe
Cleveland had that question about him.
No, they definitely did, and, you know, you see kind of what he has done in the postseason with a couple of these teams. That question is certainly there. I think he's a great coach, but, you know, the history tells you, you know, he can kind of struggle in these postseason scenarios and with these teams. So, you know, it's going to be a bad look. There's going to be a lot of questions about the Pistons if they don't do something crazy and come back from this 3-1 deficit.
And they have. Mm-hmm. And they did it against Orlando in 2003.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. So maybe, you know, maybe we see something. But right now, Orlando in complete control of this series.
Now, Mosley's out if he blows this.
Oh, yeah. That makes it even easier than what
it
would have
been. Is he out if he – I think he's out if he's 4-0 in the next round.
I think that would certainly help. If your team get Mosley out no matter what, a 4-0 sweep in the next round would make it a lot easier. Because
what's 4-1 get him next round? Or are we going to wait to the next round to discuss this?
I really don't know. I mean, because here's the thing.
Because I'm not seeing a whole lot of big tributes in quotes to him post-game from these players.
And that's the thing, is you can win all these games. Again, the question wasn't how talented is this Orlando team. This is a very talented team. They've got great players on the team. The question is, are all these guys going to play for the coach? Are they together as a team? And everything up until this first round or even that second game in the play-in has told you no, they are not together as a team. They don't like their head coach. The star hates their head coach. And now, are we seeing something where things have been figured out behind the scenes, everyone's fine now, or is this just, hey, we're in the playoffs, we're going to rally together, and then, you know, after it's going to fall apart again? Those are the questions that they're going to have to answer. And, you know, it would be hard for me to believe that in a matter of 2 weeks, all of these bad relationships and bad blood going on behind the scenes were magically fixed. So, yeah, I mean, I really don't know what it's going to look like after this if they get out of this series. But there are going to be some difficult questions no matter what it looks like for Orlando.
And we've done it. We put a lot of this on Jalen Duren. He's not alone.
No. I mean, you know, we talked about in that first segment, really, I know Tobias Harris had 20 points, but, you know, outside of Tobias Harris is 20 and Cade Cunningham's 25, nobody really stepped up. And even Tobias Harris and Cade Cunningham, neither shot
struggled
the ball from three. You know, 0 for 5 for Tobias, 3 for 11 for Cade Cunningham.
It's
nobody
such
else
a momentum play.
Mm-hmm.
The three, simple math, if you make three, you get one more than a two. But you also get that momentum. You get that heat check, Bill.
Yeah, no, you definitely do. And so, you know, you just look around and, you know, outside of those two, you know, Robinson, 7 points. Duren, 12 points. Thompson, 6 points. Stewart,
right,
8.
There.
Green,
Robinson,
5. You know, LeVert, 2. Herter, 0. I mean, he only played 3 minutes. Jenkins, 3. I mean, nobody else
didn't add up
to
too much.
No. And so, you know, it's really hard to rely on one guy or just two guys. You've got to have, you know, it's the thing we talked about.
We're masters of math, aren't we?
Oh, I mean, math's my best subject,
right? 3 is one more than a 2.
Anybody,
that was profound.
Anybody that has listened to the show more than one time know that I am just
that's
a math
what you get from
expert.
Me after I have a few days off.
That's right.
That a 3 gets you one more
math
than a
excellence.
2.
Math excellence. Yeah. But, no, I mean, I think you're seeing it across the playoffs. You're seeing it with the Pistons. We talked about it a lot yesterday with Minnesota where, you know, and it looks different last night after the way that game played out. But the reason that Minnesota has looked so good so far through the series has not been because of Anthony Edwards and his superstardom. It's been the supporting characters. It's been Ayo Dosunmu stepping up and giving them massive buzz. It's been McDaniels stepping up. It's been, you know, the former Defensive Player of the Year getting stops defensively. It's been that supporting cast. And Detroit, they just haven't had that so far. And you know,
Minnesota better win game 6.
Oh, no, that's big. That is really big. And you're seeing the, you know, as much as I said it was the supporting cast, you're seeing why that supporting cast is the supporting cast, because that star takes a lot of shine off of everybody else. And without Anthony Edwards in there and you know, DiVincenzo as well, you know, that's two starters. You know, missing both those guys, that really hurt them last night. And, yeah, this next game is massive in that series.
It is. And last night, you know, you knew Jokic and Murray would combine at some point and have that big game, and they did.
Yeah, no, they looked really good, and then you saw it for everybody else. You know, I think you know going into any game against the Nuggets, Jokic is going to get his, Jamal Murray's going to get his. It's can everybody else, you know, step up and hit shots. Spencer Jones with 20 last night. You know, Cam Johnson with 18. You know, you got some decent production off the bench from some guys. You know, more people stepped up to really put them over the edge. But yeah, you saw what missing two starters on the other side from Minnesota can really do to them. And you know, now all the pressure is on you going into that game last night, up 3-1. You feel like you're in control, but you know how quickly it can turn to now 3-2, and you know, not being able to have Anthony Edwards out there on the court for this next game. You know, this is going to be really scary. I know, you know, Darian yesterday, he said it yesterday, that the Nuggets were going to come back and win this series, and you know, it's really looking like they're starting to put together some momentum, and
I think so
maybe,
too.
Can maybe win
I'm
this
with Darian.
Yeah,
25 no. Timberwolves turnovers.
Yeah,
no matter who's hurt or not hurt, you're going to lose that way.
Yeah, and you know, that's again, you know, another big indicator of missing Anthony Edwards, a guy that brings the ball up the court a lot. You know, when he's not in there, having to rely on other ball handlers, and yeah, you know, you see those high turnovers that just cannot happen against a team with that championship pedigree with the Nuggets. They're just going to feast on that, and you saw them do that last night.
Everybody's ready for that summer fun road trip, and started at All Star Chevrolet in Olive Branch. Olive Branch with all the vehicles you want right there in Olive Branch off Highway 78. Take Kraft Goodman Road, and you're there for that new Traverse, that Tahoe, that Suburban with the third row seating. New Silverados with April deals that add up to thousands in savings. Financing as low as 1.9. Go big with the new HD Silverado and make no payments for 90 days. Your good credit deserves it. And Drew DePriest and his team, they deliver it. Military first responders, always instant extra $500 bonus back. Nobody beats All-Star Chevrolet. Certified and pre-owned selection. Every commercial Chevy truck and cargo van you want, it's ready to get to work for you in your hard-working business that you're in. And all the certified or pre-owned Tahoes, Trailblazers, Silverados, Equinox, and those Corvettes. If you have any vehicle you want to sell, bring it to All-Star in Olive Branch and get the most money back for it, whether you bought it there or not. They'll give you the best deal. Together, let's drive. Don't miss the work or vacation event going on now in Olive Branch at All-Star Chevrolet. For more information, you can go to allstarautogroup.com.
Well, we need to get to another break. When we return, we're switching gears. Got to talk some Major League Baseball. We do that next on Sports Time.
Did you miss your favorite Sports 56 show?
No!
Check out the podcast, broken down hourly, at sports56whbq.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Be sure to like and subscribe. Never miss any Sports 56 show again with our podcasts available daily from Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Sports Time on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by Lexus of Memphis. Here are your hosts, Brett Stats Norsworthy and Bryant Dacus.
Well, rain's playing a factor here as the storm is starting to roll into the city. Be safe out there. It sure is dark outside, and we've got wall-to-wall weather on TV right now. But weather was a factor last night across Major League Baseball. There was rain in a couple of games. I know that Mariners-Twins game was raining all throughout. The White Sox game got delayed because of weather. They ultimately didn't start until about 9:40 our time. So there was rain everywhere. But it was a fun night of baseball. You had the White Sox winning that late game 8-7. You had the Twins with an 11-4 win in that one. And St. Louis Cardinals, a 4-2 victory over the Pirates. All four runs coming in the ninth inning. So a big-time comeback for the Birds.
It was, as Jack Buck would say, nothing shaking but the leaves on the trees for most of the night. Cardinals, it looked like, may get a perfected. It could be a perfect game. And then finally broke through, and then in the ninth broke through and got some hits. Did you see, and the Cardinal announcers made mention of it, and did you see the pitcher that came in?
Dennis Santana, yep.
And his full legal name?
Dennis Anfernee Santana, yes.
Did you know that before last night?
I did not. No, I didn't know.
You caught it last night during
the
broadcast?
Yes, I saw it on the broadcast.
Named after Dennis Rodman and Anthony Penny Hardaway.
Yes. And
Brad Thompson went on and on about what a huge Penny Hardaway fan he was.
Yeah, no, I saw that was interesting because I had no idea.
I had no idea.
Dennis Santana. I just had never even thought of the connection of Dennis Rodman, and certainly didn't know his middle name. And I looked, and according to MLB.com, his nickname So what I guess his teammates call him is Anfernee. They do not call him Dennis. They call him Anfernee, I guess, around the clubhouse. That's what his listed nickname is, for whatever that's worth on
Major League Baseball. Isn't that something?
But yeah, that was crazy. I mean, I was just watching the Cardinals game, and all of a sudden I hear Penny Hardaway. I'm like, why in the world are they talking about Penny Hardaway? I kind of went back for a second, and then I heard the whole thing. I was like, wow, that is just the wildest thing. Dennis Rodman and Anfernee Hardaway.
From the DR,
crazy.
From San Pedro de Macorís.
I mean,
baseball world, mm-hmm. It's all they know. But his family loves Dennis Rodman and Penny Hardaway.
That is wild. So, yeah, a really interesting, fun story there last night.
And he was awful tonight.
Yeah, he was really bad. So
his name was great.
Yeah, great name. Just not a great outing for him. He got the loss. But a fun game nonetheless. The other story from last night. I don't know if you saw this late in the night, the Marlins and Dodgers game. The Marlins entered the ninth inning with a lead and ended up sending Fairbanks, their closer, Pete Fairbanks, out, who hasn't been great this season. He goes out there, is looking good, gets one out, and then I think it was like his thumb, maybe? They have to take him out. Oh, and then it was just all downhill from there. They had to bring a cold pitcher in, and the Dodgers rally in the bottom of the night. But, I mean, it looked like it was over. It looked like a Marlins win. The commentators
the
were talking about
smell
the win.
Blood.
Oh, they absolutely smell blood. And they were able to get the win last night over the Fish. So it was an interesting night. I mentioned it earlier. Travis Bezzana, the former number one overall pick, the top prospect in the Guardians organization, he was called up last night, so it sounds like he will make his debut tonight against the Tampa Bay Rays. He will hit seventh in the lineup for Cleveland. He will play second base for them. That game starting in just a little bit more than an hour, around 5 o'clock. So that'll be a fun story tonight. Another young guy getting called up and making his debut.
So, Brian, as a soccer fan, as we know, uh-huh. It's a lot of points in the game. It can get a little, I'm not saying slow, uh-huh. But the action can
sure.
kind of lull a little bit. So, best seat buddy, Mr. a soccer expert, we're visiting. We start talking baseball, and he throws me the best high hard one ever.
Oh,
he said, all right, come NLCS, who you for, Dodgers or Cubs? I didn't blink with my answer. What do you think my answer was? I did not blink.
I'm going to say you said Dodgers.
Oh, I said Cubs.
Really?
In
wow.
a second.
Interesting.
In a second. Because
okay.
I don't want the Dodgers catching the Cardinals'
okay,
all-time World Series win total. And with that, he said, they're going to catch it anyway. It doesn't matter this
yeah,
year or
yeah,
not.
That is,
he said, they're going to catch it in the next few years.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I don't want to see it. And I do not hate the Cubs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, you've made a note of that a couple times.
Not for them. Now, if they're against almost anyone else, I don't know that I'll be for them. But I thought it was great for baseball in 2016 mm-hmm. when they won it. And they're poor fans, my goodness, one in 118 mm-hmm. years. What the heck is two?
Yeah, well, I guess that's right. I would say,
and that's just winning in the NLCS.
Sure.
I don't in the World Series, if it's against someone that's never won it before, I know I'll be against them.
Yeah, I will say, though, I think...
Or Cleveland, long time since 48 for Cleveland. I think last week I said 47, meant 48.
I would still say you're a rarity in the Cardinals fan base of
oh, that ended our seat buddy friendship. That was it. He didn't go in with another, hey, how about that, or the rest of the night after that.
Hilarious.
He said, no way, not me, no way.
Wow, so that was the line in the sand, and you crossed it.
I did.
Wow, how about that? That is interesting. I didn't know it would take that sort of a turn. But
I didn't either. Thought we were buddies.
Yeah, I mean, to each their own, I guess. So should be a fun night tonight around Major League Baseball. Some really good matchups.
Padres and Cubs had a wild win last night.
Yeah, no, they had a crazy one. The controversial fair or foul, which is the back and forth on that has been all over my timeline today. Correct call.
I love ABS and Sunday's home plate umpire in St. Louis. I mean, I don't know what he was doing there.
Yeah.
I mean, because if he said ball, it was a strike.
Yeah.
If he said strike, whatever. He said they'd review it, and he would be wrong. No pigeons landed on him, though. That's good. That was about all he was out there really doing. I want Robo.
Yeah. I mean, it feels like we're moving in that direction, slowly but surely moving in that direction. I don't know if I'm that far into it, but I do like the ABS system. I think it's been a nice addition, and it's been pretty seamless.
It's also done all the little sometimes even big dust ups, but all the cat fighting, all we heard forever, you can't argue balls and strikes from the dugout. Mm-hmm. Everybody did.
Yeah.
And it was selective on when you would enforce it. Finally, when you just hear enough, I mean, cut the chirping out. If it continues, I'm going to start tossing people. It continued, they would start tossing people. It's over. Randy Rosarena, he kind of wanted to argue. Facts are facts. Yeah. Randy, look, I mean, the best technology on earth said it was in the strike zone.
Yeah, that's right.
Hang a left.
Who was the manager earlier this season that was arguing the ABS after it was already called? I want to say
– Well, you look like an utter moron.
Well, that's right. I want to say Vitello, but I think I just want to say him because he's such a hothead. But it might not have been him. It might have been somebody else. I think it was somebody else. But, yeah, there was a manager earlier this season that after the ABS, he still – he, like, went out and, like, got in the umpire's face. And the umpire, the whole time you could, like, read his face, he was like – that wasn't me. That was the ABS system that said that it was a striker ball, whatever it ultimately was.
It's not me.
Yeah, just, I mean, I have no control over that. And he was hot about it. But yes, it is limiting that.
There's no gray area left for baseball umpires. You still have it in football and basketball.
Sure.
In football, the proverbial you can call holding every play or pass interference on almost every pass route. But in baseball, it's all linear. It's fair or foul, now ball or strike.
No, it really is. And so, you know, I do like we've talked about a lot.
Outer safe.
Sure. You know, you're seeing a lot of strategy put into place with the challenges and kind of when to use them, who can use them, what it might look like. And so, you know, that has been a fun aspect to kind of try to figure out what what teams are doing with it.
My least favorite thing from the stands, it has ended. Come on, Blue!
Oh, yeah.
It's ended.
Has it? Well, that's good. That's good, because that is...
There it is.
That is a go-to for a lot of people in the stands is to get after. Come on, Blue! And get after him. So I guess that would limit that a little bit. So should be a fun night around Major League Baseball. Tre'Davious Savage, who was really good late in the season last year for the Blue Jays, he's making his season debut tonight for Toronto as he's coming off an injury. So should be a lot of fun. But we need to wrap up this first hour and get to another break. When we return, we'll talk some college football. Brent Beard from First Coast News down in Jacksonville, he joins us next.